Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello! 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
All right, we have a choice today.
Okay.
Do we want to get to know ourselves a little bit better, or do we want to play Family Feud?
Oh, wow.
This is a tough call.
Why not do both?
Let's start about getting to know ourselves better.
Thank you very much, Garrett, because I wanted to do Family Feud on the show tomorrow when I host.
Yay!
Appreciate that. That was right answer, Garrett.
Are you trying to say you didn't want to waste it for the people that take their time to listen and watch this podcast?
No, because you don't have the production ready. You don't got the dinger and the...
The dinger.
Oh, I got
the
a dinger, all right.
The dinger.
Gandhi, you got the dinger?
The dinger.
Did you get the, when's the last time you got the dinger, Gandhi?
Oh, I haven't seen him in a couple weeks, though.
So. A
couple weeks. But Friday.
Does he send you pictures of his dinger?
I'm not going to answer that
question. You know, why you don't put her on the spot like that?
I think his parents might listen to this or watch this. So, no, he doesn't.
Let me correct that. Does he send you drawings of his dinger?
Oh, he does send me drawings of his dinger.
Nobody calls a dick a dinger.
Yes, he does.
I have called it a dinger. Actually, until Gandhi used the term dinger the one day, I had totally forgotten about it.
Brandon is the one that famously said, "You want to make my dinger puke."
Yes. Yeah, that is right.
Okay, because that's what we called it when we were little. Because my mom would be like, "Oh, your dinger's hanging out. Put it away." Whatever, right?
Oh, man.
Why don't you walk around with your dinger hanging out?
So Danielle, like, what did you, in kid terminology, call your kids' penises
Oh, when they were Danielle, little. Please don't say the one that I hate.
Say it, Danielle.
She called it a peepee.
She calls it a peepee deepee, and I'm like, I hate that one.
A peepee deepee. I would say a peepee deepee.
Oh my god.
What did you call Cadence? Frog.
What?
What'd you call Cadence?
Oh, it's me of all people. Really?
Peepee.
Like, Cade, stop tugging on your dick. You're going to pull it off.
Of course you did.
When he was like four? That's crazy. Garrett, what about your son?
Oh, straight penis.
Penis?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, straight. The medical term.
Well, I live in a medical house. I mean, we can't
Yeah,
use,
that's true.
You know.
What did you call... Okay, Scott.
No, what?
What do you refer to yours as in case it ever came up in conversation with your daughters?
My best friend.
Yeah.
Well... When Cooper was little, we called it my peanut.
Oh, that's because, saying a lot about it.
No,
oh, my God.
Nobody ever had a big peanut.
Nope.
She did not. When she was little, I guess she knew the word, but either couldn't say it or wouldn't say it. So she just said, Daddy, your peanut. You know, that's all.
Okay. I have follow-up questions.
I do, too.
I'm going to leave it alone, though.
Let's go on. I do, too,
but I don't want answers, so I'm not...
We're really getting to know each other.
Why am I the only one celebrating Wine Down Wednesday? You guys have access to wine.
Celebrated.
I mean, Garrett's got wine glasses behind him. Why don't you fill some up?
Scotty is the friend that you don't ask questions to because you're afraid of what the answer will be.
No, I love asking him the questions because you always get a fascinating answer, but, you know, sometimes
The thing about Scotty is there is zero filter.
Nope.
Right.
None.
Why should there be a filter?
Right. I agree with that.
I agree with it, too.
I agree with that. But
I mean, I think there needs to be a filter in certain situations.
Yeah, okay. Which he doesn't have.
We have more of a filter on the radio.
We have
but
to.
But I feel like... with a podcast format, we're encouraged to just let it all hang out.
I agree.
So I agree.
Let what hang out, Skiri?
So go ahead, Skiri. Let your peanut hang out.
My peepee teepee.
Yeah. Peepee deepee.
All right, well, let's get to know one another, shall we? I'm just going to ask a question.
I woke up on Sunday morning with a peepee teepee.
All right, moving on. I'm just going to ask questions, and if you guys want to answer them, feel free. I already know
you
the
too.
Answer.
I mean, you asked, but you should also answer too if you
Correct.
Feel like.
And I all right. Well, let me start with this one. Are you related or distantly related to anyone famous? Gandhi.
I am. Yes.
Okay.
Gandhi. Indira. Everybody says, "Oh, Indira Gandhi too." No, they were not related. Gandhi is not as uncommon as a last name as a lot of people think it is. But I am related to Mohandas Gandhi. My great-great-grandfather.
Now, I would ask if you had any of his possessions, but I think he didn't really have anything, did he? Like,
you are correct. He really didn't have possessions that we would keep, but we do have some letters that he sent to people that we ended up getting back, have a couple medals, some of his clothing, so that kind of stuff.
Wow,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is very cool. Anybody else related to anybody famous?
Yeah, isn't Skiri? Skiri, isn't someone your cousin?
Yeah, I found that. Yeah, so Jimmy Iovine, famous record label guy.
Yeah.
I went on the air and I said this a couple of weeks ago that he's related to a fifth cousin of mine. And by the way, Jimmy Iovine, he's the guy who founded Dr. Dre and all that. You know,
Eminem.
Eminem. I come to find out, my mother calls me and she goes, "Anthony, what are you going on the radio saying that we're related to Jimmy Iovine?" And I said, "Well, we are. You always told me it was our fifth cousin." So then she's like, "No," she says, "you got the story wrong. It's actually a neighbor of one of our cousins."
Oh my god! Oh my god!
And I've talked about, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me? I've been living a lie all these years, thinking Jimmy Iovine was my fifth cousin.
Fifth cousin even like how much blood is that?
Yeah,
if it's
I don't
fifth cousin.
Trace.
Your neighbor's like closer than that. Yeah.
In North Carolina, where I'm from, that doesn't even count. You're like bang away.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so I thought I was, and I take it back. Here on this podcast, I never had a chance to correct myself on the air.
My third cousin, granted that is a little far away, my third cousin is Emily Proctor, who used to be the Kylie Duquesne on CSI Miami.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, are you on a Christmas card list, or do you know, she doesn't even know you exist?
No, we do know each other exists, and it's funny. I had to interview her for a press junket for CSI Miami when it first started, and we're sitting there, and I recognized her. She recognized me because we had been somewhere before. And then we started going, and we're like, "Holy shit, it is!" And so that's when we realized we're third cousins. But I mean, we're not close.
Look at that;
anything.
That's great.
So but you said, it doesn't count if you wanted to make out with her. Yeah. Not really
third,
a cousin.
Third cousin? No. Like some people in North Carolina would overlook that. Some would call you out, but then most would overlook it. I can say that because I'm from there.
I think it's third cousin, right? I think you could legally marry or...
Oh. Scary. Who'd you kiss?
No idea.
Oh, I kissed like a third cousin. I did.
There you go.
When I was like 10, I didn't know what was going on. Also, we were at the house in Long Island and things happened and
things happened.
They didn't touch your dinger, did they?
No, there was no dinger. There was no dinger swipe. Okay. She didn't touch my press junket.
She didn't swipe left.
Do you still see that cousin, by the way? That third cousin?
No. I have a lot of cousins. I'm Italian. A
lot. Oh, look at this. There's a list online and in which states allow first cousin marriages.
First cousin.
And it says here that there's a lot that allow first cousin marriages.
Is North Carolina,
Alaska.
Well, oh, shocker.
Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota. Mm. Oh, Mississippi says adopted cousins.
What about North Carolina?
Danielle, just delete your
New
history.
Jersey says first cousins, yes. New
what?
Mexico, really? New York says first cousins, yes.
This is shocking.
Maybe it's just immoral, not illegal.
I guess. Yeah.
Delete Garrett your history,
Danielle.
Garrett
brings up a good point, though. Garrett brings up a good point. You might want to delete that search history.
Yeah.
Based on the things.
Oh, but what it says here, many states will allow it if there will be no offspring from those marriages. Others allow cousin marriages only in special circumstances. An adoptive cousin or a half-cousin may be allowed to marry.
Right,
so I think you got to look and see. If you're not going to have kids, it might be okay.
First cousin means what? Like, what exactly is that in like easy terms?
Your uncles or aunts'
kids.
Children. Kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, my mom's mom's kid.
Yeah.
Or my mom's sister's kid. Yeah. Or my dad's brother's
Which
kid.
Which is just creepy.
Yeah, that's creepy. It is creepy. Yeah, that's too much. Yeah.
Pretty much everyone you see at the holidays. Like, they're your first cousin.
Yeah.
Ick.
All right, let's move on, shall we?
All right.
Okay, question for everybody. We'll start with Danielle. How many pillows do you sleep with?
Two under my head, and sometimes one under my feet. Just depends on the day. So three, I guess?
Okay. Okay, Garrett?
I'm a threer.
Three?
Two. Yeah, I lay on two, and then I put one between my legs.
Really?
It's good for your back.
Yeah, it is good for your back, Gandhi. Mm-hmm.
Two. I put one underneath my head, and I usually fall asleep with one between, like, my knees.
Okay. Scary?
One pillow, but it's very specific. It cannot be the feather soft pillows. You know the ones that are mushy that you can roll up into a ball?
Yeah.
I will wake up with a crazy, like, crinkled neck every time. I would have back problems for days. I need a firm pillow under me.
Okay. Froggy?
Three. One, two under my head, kind of like, not really on top of each other, but just kind of like slanted on each other, and then I hug one.
Okay.
Aw, so cute.
Because Lisa won't get near you? I mean,
no, she's the pillow between my legs. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not sure how to even interpret that.
I am also three. One of them is kind of soft. The second one is real. I need a mushy, soft pillow. And then the third one, do you remember that Brooklyn bedding pillow we got on that trip, that gray one?
Yes.
I love that pillow. We have multiple of them in our house, and one of them is that.
Do any of them have holes in them?
No, Dick.
No, that's what he's asking. No,
was Dick anybody said. Else thinking that?
Of course. Not until you brought it up.
what about you?
Yeah.
I sleep with two. I have to have a firm one on the base and then a soft one on top.
A firm one on the base.
Yeah. Because I like that top, that soft kind of pillow top thing. But I actually was roommates with a guy in college. He didn't even use a pillow. Like, talk about serial killer.
How
like,
did he grow up?
He would just lay on his back and fall asleep like that. I'm like,
I thought they said that's really good, really, for your posture. Like,
It probably is.
If you do that.
It looked like the guy was in a casket every time he would fall asleep.
But I feel like if you have any kind of butt at all, you're at a weird, like, incline,
right.
And then all the blood's going to rush to your head and you die.
I could never lay flat.
Yeah.
No.
Like, you try it for 5 minutes, you're uncomfortable. Like, the times I've been in the hospital and you have to lie flat, it's so uncomfortable.
Oof.
Guy was a serial killer, probably.
Yep.
Lay flat
and
or
he was
lie
your
flat?
Roommate?
Yeah, he was my roommate. He was a very strange guy. He
so
also
you had a serial killer as a roommate.
Yeah, well, so
doesn't
this
help
was,
your story here, Nate.
This was the roommate that, when he showed up, all he had was a black trash bag of possessions, one pair of jeans, two T-shirts, and he would constantly leave margarine just sitting out because he would put it on everything.
Okay.
Craigslist fine? Is
so
this a Craigslist roommate?
No, this was in college. This was my first roommate in college. And he also had under his bed the sock.
Ew. Like,
who the fuck does that?
I never understood the sock.
Scotty, you have the sock.
Never understood the sock.
I never understood the sock. It was just like...
They make disposable socks. It's called tissues. Why would you use a sock?
Yeah. It was like fossilized. It was so crusty.
Ew! Oh, God. Like you can crack it in half? Yeah. That is so gross.
Did the sock give birth or no?
It could. It was blowing himself.
That is disgusting.
How much time we have left, Rog? I've got a bunch more questions.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. What is the best gift you've ever received? Danielle, go.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah. Like you
can't
mean
say
like,
your kids.
Okay. Okay. When my husband surprised us and took us to Disney over New Year's, we hadn't been in a while and the kids had never been, and he held this secret for so long, and then finally he told us, and it was the best surprise ever.
Very good gift. Mm-hmm. Garrett.
Watching Derek Jeter's last game at Yankee Stadium. Allie got it for my birthday. We went, and it was one of those memories that was like, I was there. The equivalent to Froggy going to the Super Bowl, that was that for me.
Wow. How was his game? Did he have a good game?
Oh, it was history making. Like, oh, he had a walk-off like run at the end of the game, and he won the game, and he everybody celebrated.
Yeah,
the
storybook ending.
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Gandhi.
Okay, so this one time, this dude who used to work with us, he gave a coworker and I a good amount of cash, which was nice, but then he gave us another giant chunk of cash and said that money was only supposed to be spent on other people. So if we saw somebody out somewhere, we could buy their groceries or buy their Christmas gifts, whatever it was.
That's so cool.
It was the greatest thing ever to be able to just walk around and do that, like be Santa at Christmas. Oh my God, it was awesome.
That is cool.
You know, you could do that with your own money.
Yeah, no, it's real different with your own money.
It feels better when it's someone else's.
Siri.
Yeah.
Yes.
Best gift you've ever received.
Best gift I ever received? Oh, my God. A walkie-talkie set from my uncle, because that's what started my interest in communications, in two-way communications. I bought a CB radio on my own, and then from there, it piqued my interest in radio and listening to people talk back and come back, the whole back and forth communication in a time before there was text messages and social media. So
very good. Mm-hmm. Froggy.
Oh, easily. When Elvis was so gracious to get and my son tickets to the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah.
That's a weekend I will never, ever forget. And the other night to hear him tell somebody who came over to our house, I wasn't in the room, but I could hear his conversation. He said that it was the greatest weekend of his life that will never be topped.
Aww,
that alone is.
And he's graduating.
Cool.
And he's graduating in like 10
minutes.
I'll
never forget that night as long as I live, ever. Watching him cry when they won, and just, it was perfect. It was the most perfect weekend ever.
I blame Elvis if your kid is making meth in 5 years.
Right. Right. He peaked.
He's got nothing left to look for.
He did.
Scotty B, was it a teddy bear? No.
Why is it always going to be the teddy bear?
Was it Hedy Ruxpin?
No, he talks back.
Yep.
Scotty.
I always tell Amy I don't need things. And I love when she makes videos and picture collages and stuff like that from all our years and our kids and stuff like that. That always means the most to me. If it's something that makes me cry, that's the best present that there is. And I love those things.
Aww, so sweet.
That is nice.
And Nate?
All of you guys in this
You're
podcast.
Such a liar.
Oh, right, Palais.
What was it?
What was
answer.
It? Shit.
We're out of time.
I
Thank
hate
you,
you.
Everybody. Have a lovely day.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics – in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations, prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.